From KCBW Elgin News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Former Utah governor and now ambassador to China, John Huntsman, earned some ribbing from President Obama this week when the president joked that Huntsman's cooperation with him would surely help him win the Republican primary if Huntsman runs for president in 2012. Today, we begin a weekly conversation with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I asked Burr whether the pros are outweighed by the cons if Huntsman goes for president in 2012.
There's great pros and there's great cons, so I'm not sure exactly which one outweighs the other. But at the moment, if you look at it, it's actually not a bad idea for Huntsman to run and ideally look for a situation where he'd be a VP candidate, vice president. Not necessarily run for president hoping to get the White House himself, but maybe run as a VP. He'd be somebody's, you know, great guy who already has foreign credentials, who looks good, who can raise a lot of money, who has, is a brilliant person. They could really fill out a ticket really well. Huntsman hasn't set up the groundwork that a lot of these other candidates have. And
right.
Mitt Romney's set up the groundwork he's been working on since, 2000. And, Tim Pawlenty's out there doing a lot more work. There's the other candidates who are in Iowa every other weekend. Huntsman's been in Beijing, so it's kind of hard to jump in all of a sudden into a presidential campaign that's really been operating for several years now.
And if Huntsman does not run in 2012, and let's assume for a moment that he doesn't want to be ambassador to China or won't be for the next 4 years, what would be his other options, do you think?
Well, who knows? There's a lot of options. I think that, the world's his oyster when it comes out of that.
Sure.
If Hillary Clinton didn't want to stick around to be Secretary of State for a long time, he'd be a perfect Secretary of State. He's got those credentials already. There's plenty in the private sector he could do if he wanted to come back and, reintroduce himself to America where he's been away from for a while. He could, work for any number of philanthropic organizations, corporations, run some kind of, campaign for moderate Republicans. There's a lot of things he could do to keep himself in the public eye. One thing he's going to have to do, though, is you can't run that from Beijing. So I think, as we've all seen, he's probably looking to come back to the States sometime this spring, sometime this summer, and maybe kind of breathe some fresh air. It's not very great over in Beijing, I hear.
Sometimes it's not that much better in Utah.
Yeah, I hear.
So, Thomas, next Tuesday, President Obama will deliver his State of the Union address. Some lawmakers from both parties have endorsed this idea of a bipartisan seating arrangement with Republicans sitting next to Democrats instead of literally sitting on opposite sides of the aisle. Any idea where Utah's congressional delegation weighs in on this issue?
Don't you love the idea of going back to elementary school and having boy-girl again? It's always kind of fun. Congressman Matheson endorsed this idea and signed on to the letter calling for this to happen. Just a little bit of background, it's never been assigned seating by any means. They can sit wherever they really want to. In fact, some people come early in the morning and leave their jackets there and their briefcases so they can try to get an aisle seat to shake the president's hand. But I would imagine the Congressman Matheson will probably sit with, some Republicans. And I've asked Congressman Chaffetz's office and Congressman Bishop's office whether they plan to do the same, and I think it will depend what seating's available. But I think the best thing to watch for there might actually be a very interesting State of the Union to watch, because before you would have one side of the aisle would rise and applaud, and maybe on the other thing the other side would stand and applaud, and this may actually be a little mixed. Whether that actually ends up in the long term having any effect beyond just a symbol,
right.
Who knows?
Thomas, newly elected Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee has been on TV an awful lot since taking office a few weeks ago, talking about issues like a balanced budget amendments. I know you've had the opportunity to speak with him there in Washington, D.C. Do you get the sense that he is going to be a pretty influential figure within the Republican Party there in Washington?
There's some great ups and downs to that. Right now, he's one of 100 senators, so that obviously gives him a little bit of pull. On the other side, he's one of 100 senators, and he's one of the youngest of the 100 senators and one of the newer 100 senators. So, certainly he'll have some pull because he's got the title, he's got the office now. But one person out of 535, counting the House and the Senate together, can't have as much effect unless they get together with other people. Mm-hmm. He's already joined with his some fellow Tea Party favorites. He and Rand Paul and Jim DeMint are forming the Senate Tea Party Caucus. Whether that has any effect, I guess we'll see. The most interesting thing to watch, though, you've talked about the balanced budget amendment. So Senator Hatch is also introducing a balanced budget amendment. Senator Lee has a different balanced budget amendment that he's going to push. Let's see if they can influence each other.
And speaking of Senator Hatch, let's look forward to the 2012 election here for a moment. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz has made it clear that he is considering a run against Senator Orrin Hatch, who wants to run for a seventh term next year. How are Chaffetz and Hatch getting along with each other there in Washington, D.C. these days?
You know, it actually reminds me of a great photo. There was a photo during Governor Herbert's inauguration of Senator Hatch and Congressman Chaffetz talking together. And Congressman Matheson standing between them looking like he didn't really want to be there. they're still talking, obviously. I'm not sure it's the best of relationships because of some past comments I think both have made about each other. And I know they still have a fight over whether Senator Hatch swears that Congressman Chaffetz said he wouldn't run against him.
Yeah, that's right. He told me that a couple weeks ago.
And Congressman Chaffetz says, I never said those words. I said I wouldn't run against Bennett. Unfortunately, they didn't allow me in the room, so we don't have a tape recording of it, but maybe next time they will. It's going to be icy for a little while. Congressman Chaffetz says he's not going to announce what he's going to do until, you know, redistricting is done in the state, and he knows how his district's going to shape up and what happens there. In the meantime, I think they're both going to raise a lot of money.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune. To sign up for his daily roundup of Utah politics called Political Cornflakes, visit our website, kcbw.org. We'll catch up with Burr again next Friday. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.